On the cover, Ben and Kalino stand at the front of a classroom. The overhead projector next to them is projecting a human anatomy diagram. Both Ben and Kalino have just now realized that the whole class, including their teacher, are actually human-sized bugs dressed up like humans and giving them hungry looks.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 24, The Hawks. Issue 2, Day 2, Will.
We find our heroes in the teacher's locker room / lounge, surrounded by dozens of web-like green pods. The pods are pulsing and almost like they're breathing, like they're part of something that's alive. And they're clearly containing something. They're wrapped around something that's then stuck to the wall or ceiling.
And there are roughly 25 of them.
Ish. I mean, you don't take the time to stand there and
Correct.
Count, but...
There's a couple
yeah.
dozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Hey, Kalino. I think we found our test proctors.
No. That makes sense. Why didn't I think of that?
Okay. Yep. This is weird. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. We probably shouldn't touch this green stuff. Here, nudge that one with your foot.
Let's not touch it. How about I throw an orb at one of them. I just take an orb out of my backpack.
Which
if I lose this orb, that's fine, but I need my shoes.
Okay. Do one of these little ones that doesn't look like it has anyone in it. I don't want to hurt them. I just want to know what this green stuff is.
Okay, just do me a favor and like stand sort of behind the door, because if this thing bounces, like, I don't know how this is going to bounce exactly off of this material. So if it like comes flying at you, just like close the door.
Okay.
All right.
And I run back into the other room and I'm just peeking my head out through the door like, hey, are you okay?
Kalino backs up basically as far as he can get. He's adjacent to the door.
Mm-hmm.
He's not touching any wall or mm-hmm. anything. And he just takes like normal
bouncy orb.
And like with less force, like he's not trying to destroy this thing. He's just trying to see how it's going to react. So he just kind of like throws it, hits it comfortably.
Okay.
You know?
It sticks. Yep. Exactly.
And then you just hear Kalina go, oh,
and
man.
Then the web kind of does this like thing, and it like curls its way around the orb and pulls it inside. And you see like a little orb-shaped bump in the...
I stick my head back out through the door. I'm like, ew, what happened? Did you touch it? What happened? Ew.
Well, thank God I didn't touch it. So now the orb is in there. It's inside the thing, whatever it is. It didn't bounce.
Okay. So yeah, don't touch the green stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do here.
Can I assess the situation?
Absolutely.
That's not going to do it. I got a 5.
Okay. Go ahead and mark potential. You look around the room, trying to gather more information, and you start to sort of aimlessly wander while you're looking up and around. And like, you know how you're doing when you're trying to orient yourself in a room and you're looking up and you sort of move your feet under you to try to get your bearings. You accidentally step on something. It's not the sticky green goo. It looks like it could be part of a skeleton, maybe. It's like a hard black piece, and it crunches under your feet, and you flip out because it just scares the crap out of you. So mark a condition.
Afraid seems like a good one.
Yep.
So Kalino just kind of like looks down, looks around him to see how close he is to touching the green stuff. And then like as slowly but as panickedly as he can, like he's being very judicious, but he's clearly trying to move fast back towards the door. He needs to get out of this room for a hot second.
Okay. So the door that Ben is hiding in, it goes back to the office, which you know goes back to the cafeteria. There is another door at the back of the locker lounge that has a panel, like a scan panel on it. It looks like more of a steel door. It looks kind of more official looking than a school building door. And it's got like a high-tech looking scanner thing on it. So there are multiple ways out of the room. But feel free to go back to the cafeteria if that's what you want to do.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying go back to the cafeteria. I was just saying go back into the office room just to, like, collect myself.
Sure.
That I didn't accidentally get absorbed by something.
For sure. Good job. So you and Ben collect yourself in the office.
Yeah, because I'm still in that room because I was peeking through. So,
Ben, what did I step on?
I have no idea. You said it was crunchy?
It was black. It crunched. It sort of looked like it might be some sort of hollow black bone.
I don't know what it was.
I don't even know what that could have been. I'll go check it out.
I'll be right behind you.
Okay.
So we get a panel of the door opening and like the little head peeks in and then the little head peeks in underneath it. And you're just checking out this sci-fi horror movie like Scooby and the Gang.
Yeah.
Isaac should peek his head out too then.
Oh, yeah.
Just way down
the really little.
Perfect.
And that's definitely four panels. Door opens.
Head.
Ben, Kalino, Isaac. Yep. Is it visible from the doorway, or do I need to go in and
what the thing he stepped
yeah,
on?
Yeah, the thing he stepped on.
Yeah, totally. It's about the size of your forearm.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to see, but it's in pieces on the floor.
Thankfully, it's not my forearm because that one's still attached. So
right. Yeah. You don't have black hollow bones.
Well, you don't know.
You're right. I don't.
Yeah.
I'd worry.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go in and get a closer look at it. To check it out to see what it is.
Would you like to assess the situation?
I think I would.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
That's a roll superior. Plus superior. I think I'm still guilty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a -2.
Whoa.
But I have a +3, so that's a 7.
Cool. Awesome. On a 7 to 9, ask one and take +1 forward while acting on the answers.
Yes. Now, you said we can't really see what's inside the green things. Like
no.
The web is too thick. Okay. What here is the biggest threat?
The biggest threat right now is that these webs definitely are containing people.
Okay.
And while you can kind of hear that there's breathing happening inside of them, if they stay in there too long, they will die.
Okay.
So there is a time limit on how long these people can safely be inside these things.
Okay. Also, I have a criminal mind.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I have a criminal mind. So whenever I assess the situation, I can always ask one of these questions. What here in this room is useful or valuable to me.
Cool. Okay. One of the locker doors is open. And you can see some teacher left some of their personal stuff in there. There is a scanner code or a scanner card with their picture on it and like a code at the bottom that says lab access.
Okay.
And it looks like it may go to the metal looking door.
Okay. I was hoping it'd be something like that or just, you know, the answers to the test. Not going to lie.
Screw rescuing anybody. I'm just going to go take a test.
I was partly looking to see if maybe the answers were around, but not that I would necessarily do that. Just the option is nice. Yeah. Okay. So we've got that. Before I go over there though, the main reason I came into this room is to check out this thing that Kalino stepped on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stepped on it. He's crushed it. So it's like in a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
Are there other things nearby? Like you said, it looked like it could be like a bone, like part of a skeleton. Like, mm-hmm. Are there other things nearby and he stepped on one, or there was just this one piece?
I'm going to say that it looks, there's one other smaller, slightly smaller piece, like that looked like it was previously connected, but once it got stepped on, they broke apart. So you can see that one is a little bit more intact. So it sort of looks like a shell of a bone, maybe.
Okay.
But it's black. It's pretty hefty, but it does crack if you apply pressure. And it's definitely hollow.
Okay.
It's probably the width of, oh geez, I don't know. It's probably like 2 or 3 inches in diameter.
Okay. I think I want to try and get a better view of what this looked like. Kalina, would you mind coming in here and maybe giving me a hand? You're good at puzzles, right?
Kalino peers around the door and he's like, I can see from here.
Okay, fine. I'll come to you. And what I'm actually going to try to do is like make a very detailed copy of this, like all the pieces that are broken apart,
uh-huh.
With my like hologram powers, because I can make these little holograms.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to bring that over to Kalino if he doesn't want to come in, and we're going to sort of do the weird like Iron Man and like and move the hologram pieces together to see if we can like
put together a puzzle.
We can reconstruct what this was and get a better view of it.
That's really cool. I'm going to ask you to unleash your powers.
Okay, I can do that. So that is a
freak.
7 plus 1, 8.
Awesome. So
I don't think I want to mark in condition. So it's okay. Unstable or temporary.
Okay. So you are able to get the pieces up on the board. But you don't get all the pieces that you scanned. It's like hard to project them for someone else, especially because you're stressed and sort of afraid right now and like got a lot going on. So you definitely get the big piece that's intact, and you get most of the smaller pieces, but you're missing like the connector piece that would have, it just got shattered beyond repair. It's probably exactly where he stepped, and it was just like powder.
Yeah.
So you're able to construct most of the pieces back together and kind of put them in a place where it looks like they may have connected, and it kind of looks like a leg joint of a bug.
Okay.
But like a big bug.
Okay. But it's definitely like an insect leg.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
It looks like, you know, like, yeah. You're missing like the joint, like the knee joint, but it looks like two sections of the leg.
Okay. Sort of like I'm picturing like an ant leg.
Yeah.
But like totally. part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Kalino, I don't think you're going to want to really hear what I have to say. But I think we may want to check out the labs a little bit further past the office.
Kalino just kind of like closes his eyes, kind of like when he was preparing for the exam before. And he just like, you can hear him like kind of counting like 1, 2, 3, just up to 5. And then he opens his eyes and he's like, okay, let's go. Like, all right.
Okay, like, great. I might be able to hack that panel, but I think there's a key card over by the lockers.
What are you saying?
I'm not sure if we have a nice way of... I mean, there's all these like green pods we don't want to get stuck on. But there's this key card over by the lockers.
How obstructed, how easy would it be to get over there?
It's doable. So this locker doesn't have a pod on it. It's just open. Mm-hmm. It's more maneuvering across the floor to get to it without stepping on something. But if you are able to navigate the floor goop, you can get there.
This is something that Kalina would be able to do normally.
Yeah.
Because he's got good, you know, dexterity. Body control. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're gonna tell me you're gonna confidently go do it, I will let you. But if you are like, I'm scared shitless and I could mess up, that's a different story.
That's what I'm gonna do.
All right. I think it is well within your ability to carefully step over the green parts, navigating where you see pods or other things strewn across the floor. The locker is wide open. There's nothing on it. You can reach in and grab the tag.
So I'm going to go over and I'm going to grab it. And I'm going to throw this to Ben because I want to have all of my energy focused on just walking and not caring. I can't afford to drop this into goo either.
Okay.
So I'm going to just toss it like
Frisbee style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that, because it's like a key. It's not like a...
No, it's a ball, it's like right? a card. It's like an ID card that you would have.
That's what I mean. So like, yeah, that's how you would throw that.
Like you would like flick like a playing card.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Gambit style. And
he has really good aim.
It's true, but are you good at catching things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Kalina wouldn't leave that to chance. He'd like put it right in his chest. He wouldn't be like, here, okay. I'm going to throw it near you where your hand should be.
All right.
So I'm going to try and see if that opens that door.
Okay.
Beep, boop.
Key card detected. Please say your name.
It's Ben. Your name is Ben. As Kalina's like stepping over this stuff really delicately.
I look down at the ID card. And it's definitely Mrs. Strusky's card.
Totally.
She totally would have just left her locker open.
Totally. Inside the locker are like pictures of her cats and like a paper flower that one of her students made her 10 years ago. She kept forever. It's very sweet.
Eleanor Strusky.
Access granted. Welcome to the teacher training level.
I can't believe that worked.
I can't believe that worked. You sound like a 40-year-old woman.
The door's going to slide open like a pocket door, Very futuristic looking.
Yeah.
This is way more advanced than any of the stuff that you usually get to see at school. And you enter into an elevator shaft. It's got three buttons. One is the floor that you're currently on. One says sub one and one says sub two.
Kalina's going to go, oh my God, this is where they store the substitutes.
You have a lot of humor for somebody with a lot of conditions.
That's what he does when he gets married.
Right, exactly. That's what he does. So Kalina's like, which one are we going to? Because we can't go back the way we came.
Does one of the buttons have any green gooey stuff on it?
Nope.
Is this a smart elevator? Can he do anything to
determine
what was pressed?
Yeah, it's got to be. Can I try and check? It's like
sure. There's security. There's totally a screen installed in it. I'm sure. And if you want to try to hack and get information, you can do that.
I want to figure out it's like its log of like its access log, like when people have used it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say unleash your powers on that one.
Oh man. 8 again.
As an 8? Okay. Yeah. So this is unstable or temporary or a condition?
Oh, boy. I'm going to mark afraid.
Okay.
We're going down into weird sub-basements of our school.
Cool. Well, no. I didn't know that. So you tap into the screen And what are you trying to do? You're trying to get the user log or like the floor log?
Pretty much. It probably has a log of like, what time was it called? What floor did it go to?
Sure.
Where did it go next? So just trying to figure out what was the last floor that it went to before it came up to this one.
Sub 2.
Okay. Kalino, it looks like last time this got used, it went all the way down. I mean, I say we check down there. Things can only go up from there.
All right. Let's do it. And you can just see Kalino, like, Kalino takes his belt out of his bag and, like, starts arming himself. Like, he's not going to be reaching into his backpack. He's going to have all of his different orbs ready to go.
And Isaac is ready.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
Let's do it.
So you hit the sub 2 button.
Sub 2.
And this stainless steel, very futuristic looking elevator, the doors close in front of you. And you start to go down. And of course, we get that very necessary panel of the two of you awkwardly standing in an elevator with weird elevator music. And that really great sort of fluorescent lighting. And you go down and you go down and you go down for a while. Couple panels. And it says sub 1. And you keep going down, down, down. Sub 2. Welcome. And the doors open. And you see down in front of you a long hallway. It's very futuristic looking, like gray carpet, kind of shiny glass looking walls. Way more high tech than anything the school has shown thus far. There is a sign on the wall, kind of with arrows pointing, like you would see it like a gym maybe, like, oh, this is this way and this is that way. So you see some arrows pointing around. To your right is two double doors and a hefty smell of chlorine. That is the pool. Down straight in front of you, you see a door marked library. On your left, you see two doors that are sort of next to each other. And there's a label on the side of that wall on your left that says Bio and Tech Labs. And through the pool area, if you were to go that far, there is an actual locker room for, like, if you were utilizing the pool facilities. So those are your options here. You've got a pool, a library, the two labs, and you're sort of in a long, cool-looking hallway.
The teachers have their own pool?
Kalino is just like, I don't think Kalino even replies. I think he's just looking around like, what on earth is going on? Like,
yeah,
he's just trying to figure out how he got here. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What is my life?
I mean, my best guess is we should check out the biotech labs. I mean, no one's going to stick a bunch of people in pods to go for a private swimming session.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Okay. I mean, unless you want to split up and you want to check the library.
I do not want to split up.
Okay. Look.
Sorry. Normally, I would prefer not to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm. I mean,
I could if you wanted to, I don't want.
I would if you wanted to.
Like, let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm not like afraid of going alone.
No, me neither. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And so let's head over to the bio labs. Open up those double doors.
Cool. So you walk into the bio/tech lab. It's technically two separate labs, but it has sort of a glass sliding wall between because the two departments work hand in hand pretty regularly. The bio lab has kinds of just like cool bio stuff in there. They've got some specimens in jars. They've got sort of like x-rays up on the walls. There's a ton of computers, filing systems that are encrypted. There's a snake in a box, you know, like it's kind of your elevated run of the mill science lab, right?
Okay.
The other side is the tech lab. That's got even more computers. It has a 3D printer, a 4D printer. It Whoa. Has scanners and holograms, and it has...
4D printer?
Yeah, you don't even want to know about that one. Every kind of high-tech piece of gadgetry that you could want to play with is in this room. So no one is in them right now. It's during the school, during the test, they're empty. But the lights are on and you can just walk in and peruse at your leisure.
Not gonna lie, I expected there to be a big giant insect in here. So that's a plus that there isn't one.
Yeah. So maybe can you get into any of these computers? Like who's been using? What is this even here for?
I don't know. I mean, Mrs. Strusky said that we couldn't afford a new 3D printer, and they got one right down here. So,
well, sorry, is it new? I'm not really much into 3D printers,
dude. But... this is a 920X. Yes, it's new.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me check the computer. These should all be networked together. I mean, I'm used to using the network upstairs. It shouldn't be any different.
Sure. Do you think hacking into these is simple? Something you would normally do?
I would expect it to be simple.
Okay. So I'm going to say that you are able to access parts of it.
Okay.
Some of the stuff is more encrypted than others.
That sounds fair.
Would take more. Fair. But logging in on the surface, you can get to like a homepage, a landing page, kind of desktop, if you will. Mm-hmm. The background says teacher training lab. Welcome. What you guys are in is the teacher training facility. So all of the teachers at Protean City High are highly skilled tacticians, and they're very good at what they do. In order to stay up on all of this stuff, since they spend most of their days teaching and less time heroing or doing other things, they are given all these state-of-the-art resources, much like you would in a university, to hone their skills, do research, practice their crafts, whatever they have to do to stay sharp. So you have found the science portion of that rec room,
yeah,
for lack of a better term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's all you can find, like, at the surface. If you want to go digging for more, you can.
I mean, I would love to, but I don't think that solves the predicament of we need to go take this stupid test.
I love that the delinquent is so hung up on the test.
Is that something you actually say to me or aloud?
Probably, actually. Like as I'm going through, I'm probably like, oh, whoa. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay, there's not enough time for this. We need to get this cleaned up. We need to go take this test.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't care about the test. This is a stupid thing to be worried about.
Well, I mean, like, we should go help those people upstairs. But, I mean, we signed up for the test. I don't want to waste another Thursday. Okay, I don't know. Is there anything over in the bio lab? Do you see anything over there that might help?
There's this big snake. But, like, he's... seems to be like
he's pretty
chill. A pretty normal looking
snake. On his tank, his name is Banana, but he's not yellow. He's just like a big ball python, and he's just like chilling. But he's Banana the ball python.
Yeah, I'm not touching the snake or anything, but I'm like, I don't think he did it.
Isaac burrows lower down into your bag, away from the snake.
Isaac could probably win that battle.
He's part bunny.
That's true. Well, we think. But, okay, well, call me crazy, but if I were to guess where weird mucus bug things came from, and we took this option out, I think the pools are our next best bet. Although I'd be happy to be pleasantly surprised to go to the library and there's like bugs in there reading books and stuff. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Bookworms, if you will.
So good.
Yeah. That makes sense. Let me see if I can tap into the cameras. I've never even seen any of these cameras on the network from upstairs. Maybe I can check for us while we're here. So I'm going to dig a little bit deeper in the computer.
That's absolutely an unleash your powers then.
Okay. Woohoo! 11.
Cool. So you log into the computer. Yeah. You're trying to access the cameras on this level. Is that the plan?
I'm trying to even get the cameras on like this level and sub one.
Okay. All right. So you log in.
But I'm checking this level first.
This level first.
Yeah. Okay.
So you are able to log in. So first you bring up the rooms you're in. Everything looks pretty basic. You can look around the room. You see yourself on the camera.
I'm sure Kalino is definitely... Kalino grabs my left hand and waves at the camera with it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And this is a forever gag.
I need that, please. I'm typing.
Cool. And then the second one you log into is the pool. It has those like awesome glowy lights like in the water. So the water is like reflecting. It's got the flags in Protean City High colors. I think we said it was like green and gold or something like that. But they're hanging over the pool so that when you're doing the backstroke, you can see where you're going and stuff like that. Man. But it's a really pretty pool. You see the door to the locker room. Everything looks pretty normal there. Tap into the locker room cam. Nothing in there. It's sort of just empty. A couple benches. Closed lockers. Yeah. You know no one's here, you sick pubescent boys. Then you log into the library camera and you see the same green sticky.
Oh, boy.
All over it in the library. Did you want to continue looking at the other floor?
It's the same thing where you can't actually see anything in the library. It's just the green, sticky stuff, right?
Correct.
I would keep looking then.
Okay. So on sub one, you tap into a camera that looks like a weight room. It's like a gym / weight room with all kinds of pulley systems and weights and stuff. I don't know what's in weight rooms.
Weights.
Right. A second camera shows sort of a target range. It's a long room with targets at the end of it that could be used for target practice or blaster practice, things like that, throwing stars, what have you.
Wow.
You can log into four separate cameras at the same time. They make like a quad.
Yeah.
And it shows you singular, smaller, like blast chambers that are used for people with combustible powers, fire powers, things like that, so that they can practice in safety in like sort of a padded safe room.
Mm-hmm.
And the last camera shows the hologram range. It is, picture a laser tag arena, but for holograms, and it is a tactical testing and practice facility. So it's where your holo bad guys would be or your hologram robots. And it's so you can test your tactical prowess against things that aren't actually going to hurt you much. The only room camera that has sticky stuff on it is the library on the floor you're on.
Okay. Well, Kalino, it looks like it might be the bookworms.
Do you think the whole room is covered in stuff?
I can't see anything. It's the same as the camera that was upstairs.
All right. So, and there was nothing on the other floor that had.
No. There's some awesome rooms up here, but I don't see anything on these cameras.
We have no other choice. We have to go to the library and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Is it double doors to the library?
It's probably one of those pocket doors. All of them are these slidey, futuristic doors. So it just slides open like an elevator door.
All right. So, yes, we have the element of surprise. I think I should go in first, only because if something comes at us, I can knock it out, I hope.
Okay. Go for
it. But, like, you better have my back, man. I'm not getting sucked into a pod today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Kalina's going in first. You're going to walk up to the door. You need the card to open it, so just hold up the card. Yep. You don't need to do the voice thing anymore. It's just the card now that you're inside.
Yep.
And the door slides open. The room is dark. Dark. Like, you're getting some light bleed from the hallway that you're in, but not a lot. And it's clear that the lights have been extinguished, turned off, whatever. You can sort of make out the shelves where books have been knocked over. The room is definitely trashed, but what has happened is there's like piles of furniture that make dark mounds around the room, and you hear rustling around the room, but it's not like a little rustle. It's like a big rustle. And you hear sort of a chirp, if you will. Sort of a...
Honestly, I think Kalino is going to shoot first and ask questions later. Which is not normally his MO, but...
I mean, I might be able to try and turn the lights on. You okay with that?
How much time do we have? Because Kalino may just go, ah! And just start throwing shit.
Well, I mean, my thought is like, tap in and turn the lights on, not like feel around for a switch.
Yeah, don't
you? Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So okay, how about... So the door opens, we like don't see anything, and we hear the wrestling.
It's really dark.
And then Kalino just puts the key card back up and closes the door right away and turns around.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, man. Oh, God.
Look, okay. Yes, those were some creepy noises. I will admit that. But you look around. There, it's not like there were people there. It's not like someone's planning something. I don't think whatever's in there expects anyone to be coming after it. Like, I'm telling you, I think if we jump in there and start acting fast, I think we can do this. Like, I'll flip the lights on. We can see. You have fast reflexes. Let's go for it. We could do it.
All right, get the lights on first, and we'll do another, like, just open and close real quick to see what we can see. You just want to run in there? You want to turn the lights on and run in there? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll turn on the lights. You can open up the door, and, I mean, we got to be ready for a fight. These bugs might...
Okay. I'm going to arm myself with the orbs that explode.
Uh-huh.
In... I'm going to guess that they're just going to have to forgive me if a lot of books go up in flames, because I would much rather have light and something that we can, like, shield ourselves with. A big pile of burning books means that he can't go, whatever it is, can't go through it either.
Okay. We'll
have, like, some kind of, like, guard.
How many of those do you think you have? How many of those orbs?
Maybe two or three.
Okay. And you're just ready to...
I'm ready to turn on the lights and then...
Help.
And help. Yep.
So, you guys, we're going to take this moment to enter battle against a dangerous foe as a team. Who's the leader in this game?
At this moment in time, I think it's you, because this is your plan.
I think so.
If the leader has influence over every other teammate, add another team.
I do have influence over Kalina.
If everyone has the same purpose in the fight, add another team. Oof. What's your purpose in the fight?
Figure out what it is we're fighting, mm-hmm. or what it is we're up against, mm-hmm. and figure out a way to stop it or contain it, and also how to dispose of the gooey stuff. Like, so I guess it's... To lump that together, to figure out what we're fighting and find a way to stop it or contain it.
I was going to say subdue whatever's in there.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're both on the same page, if not confused. If any team member mistrusts the leader or the team, remove a team.
Nope.
Mm.
I'm going to say that you are ill-prepared.
Because we don't even know what we're fighting.
You don't know what you're doing. You're running into a dark room, turning the lights on, and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Like, not a great plan.
We're prepared for the fight, but we have no idea what this fight is.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I think because of that, we lose one. Yeah,
okay. I think that's... So you're at 5, which is still pretty great.
Yeah. We're going to use it, too.
All right. Key card swipe.
Beep, beep. Zip. Lights turn on first.
You open the door to a lit room.
Yes.
You were correct in assuming that the furniture had been knocked over. The shelves have been knocked over. There are piles of books, but they are not organized piles. It's wherever they fell, that's where they stayed.
They're like big nests.
And sticking out from... You're exactly right. They are nests. Sticking out from, like, through the bookshelves, under the desks, you see spider-like legs, but they're huge. They're like the size of my arm, at least. There's also wings come sticking out, kind of the sides. You see a lot of beady eyes looking at you. There's some antenna situations happening, and there's at least... Like, you can tell there's a lot of these things. They are about the size of a mid-sized dog. We're going to say, like, a Labrador.
Okay.
They are some combination of spider and other kind of bug.
I hate those.
It's like a winged spider cricket.
Yeah. Cockroach. You're on the right page. It's a half cicada, half spider.
Ah. Nice.
They have burrowed and hidden themselves in all the dark nooks and crannies of this room.
And cicadas only come out every 11 to 17 years.
Sorry. But you know that when they do.
Oh, yeah.
They kill people.
Huge broods.
Yeah. They were hiding in the dark and they were happy. And you have disturbed them. Cicadas have two reflexes to protect themselves from predators. One is to hide long enough to... make their predators starve, hopefully, so that there's less of them to come after them. And the other is to swarm and overwhelm them. Well, they've been found, so you guys are getting swarmed. The minute the doors open, those legs retract. They climb out of their little hidey holes. You hear that noise. You hear the rustling of wings, and these suckers collapse in on each other into like a pile of massive bugs, and they start scurrying towards you.
These things are pretty large. How many of them are there? Are we talking 10?
We're 20? Talking at least 20.
I start launching Newton's. I think I call this one first.
Okay.
All right. And it's just, I'm throwing it at the ground. I'm basically hitting the first one, mm-hmm. but I'm throwing it towards the legs, like towards the ground of the first one. Mm-hmm. And, this orb is going to explode and all this like really sticky goo is going to come out. And hopefully I'm going to be able to trap a couple of them, at least stop a couple of them and disrupt their sort of flying V.
Right. What you do accomplish is you catch one in like his front feet start to get stuck. And then he kind of falls over and his wing gets stuck. And what you've done is created like a roadblock for the swarm. Mm. There's one stuck bug, but everybody else is just going to crawl over him and around him.
I do a 180 and I run away down the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, you got this, dude. Keep going. You're good. And I'm running down the hallway. I think if my map is correct, I'm taking a right and I'm running over to the bio and tech lab.
Yep.
So would you say that I just ran away from a fight?
I would say that, yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to attempt to keep fighting.
You're in the doorway. The library is not that deep
okay. This
way. So they're probably like 6-7 feet away from you.
Okay. I close the door.
Okay.
Obviously with me on the other side of the door.
You're going to step back and close the door.
Yeah.
But they are quicker than the door. They're going to get some legs in there. Some of them snap off, but some of them get like more of a thicker body part in there. The stopping of the door from closing alerts it that something is blocking it. Maybe it shouldn't be shutting. It's a safety hazard. Starts to reopen.
Okay, I'm now running away as well.
Okay. So I like to think that the panels are this. Kalino enters, battle ready, action. Ben runs away.
While yelling words of encouragement, like, hey, you got this.
Kalino gets real big eyes, realizes that this is not going to work, starts to leave, thinks he's okay after the door starts to shut, realizes he's not, and like Muppet runs down the hallway, like, ah, arms a waving towards the lab. So you're both in the lab and the bugs are on your tail. The door is opening slowly. They are filtering through as fast as their swarm will let them, but they are coming down the hallway after you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was hoping I was going to have a little bit more time, but I was running to this lab for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, you don't have many orbs.
Yes.
Yeah. So my plan was to use the 920X. It's like a brand new state-of-the-art, high-functioning 3D printer. It's not going to go like super quick, but it's comic books. Things print, you know, pretty quickly, maybe a minute, to help produce you more orbs.
You do not have a full minute.
Well, I'm saying that was my plan.
That was a good plan.
Well, it was just going to keep printing, and my drone was going to pick them up and bring them to you and just fly back and forth.
Aw.
And I'm also grabbing Banana. Banana's going to help us in this fight.
The snake.
Yeah. So since you ran away so quickly.
Whoa! I ran away so quickly?
I'm saying.
You want to rephrase?
Yeah.
You're getting really hot, both of you. Yeah.
I'm saying compared to, like, in my mind, you were going to, like, at least be throwing orbs for, like, at least a minute.
A minute.
Which is why I was like, you got this. Not I'm running away in fear and not coming back. You probably come into the lab, like the drone is probably hovering near the printer as it's just starting to like, and I'm just there like facing the door with this big tank with a snake in it, and the door opens and my eyes just open wide. And I'm like, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be over by the bugs.
And I'm like, I am over by the bugs, but we're both coming here.
Okay, well, I thought we could use an extra hand. Well, it doesn't have any hands, but maybe the snake can help. And I'm just going to put the tank down on the ground sideways so the snake can come out the top of the tank.
He's not going to come out the top of the tank. He is a delightfully subdued classroom pet snake.
I may not have thought out this plan very well. We need a plan B fast.
There's definitely a panel of you like encouraging Banana to exit the tank, and he's just like, nah, bro, when the lid comes off, I get food. You don't understand how it works. Yeah. The bugs are coming down the hallway.
Yeah.
The door is shut, but it's not locked. They are bugs, so like they can't open a door. But you hear the pounding on the door. You hear the scratching. You hear the and you know that they are just coming up with a way to get into this room.
Fine. I'll assess the situation since I made a terrible plan. So I guess that sort of fits. I said I need to come up with a plan B.
Yep.
Let me look around and see what I got for a plan B.
Okay.
Oh, boy. If I ever needed to roll high. Nice. That's a 9 plus 3.
Minus 2. That's a 10.
So it's an 11. Oh, yeah. Minus 2. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's a 10.
It's a 10. It's a 10.
Go ahead and ask two of those.
I have a criminal mind, so I can always ask these when I assess the situation. What is the best way in or the best way past? What is the best way past these bugs in their current situation?
Ooh, good question. The best way past them would likely be to distract them temporarily to look at something else. They would turn or redirect attention or focus if they thought there was a bigger threat than you. So if there's a way to make them look away from the door, that's probably the best bet.
Okay. How could we best end this quickly?
By killing them all at the same time.
Okay. What here can I use to kill them all at the same time?
They can't swim.
I feel all of that information, or at least some of that information, is probably portrayed in the comic on the pages. I'm picturing like even like looking at the cicadas, like clambering up around the door.
Uh-huh.
And basically it zooms in a little bit, and there's still a gap in all of the cicadas, and you can see the sign for the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Clamoring. Yep. And there's probably books open and stuff, but that's where the pool. Yeah,
totally. Like, so you see pool is. And then we see another little panel of the cicada book saying, like, does not do well in water. afraid of shiny, big, fiery things, maybe, or like whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Pool. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Kalino, I think if we can, we could cause a distraction, we might be able to at least get by these and get over to the pool. And I think we could probably take care of them over there. So what I'll try to do is create a hologram of something big and giant and ferocious. And I've only got one thing coming to mind. It's going to be a giant banana.
Snake? Banana snake?
Big, giant version of banana, but over in that hallway towards the library.
Tell us what that's like.
So probably in the back by the door, there's like a little bit of like flickering occurring. It's probably actually coming from the camera in the area. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where it's being projected from, since I'm not over there. And so you have just the python. It looks just like the banana that's in the tank, curled up in a ball,
mm-hmm.
just hungry, waiting to be fed, wondering why no one's feeding her.
but
much larger, like the ball it's rolled up in is the size of the hallway.
Right.
But then it starts to be animated and move a little bit. So like the head comes up from the ball and turns towards it. And then starts slithering down the hallway and probably goes around like the cicada that's bringing up the rear first.
Okay.
And like that one probably notices it and starts chirping. And then it moves past another one and that one starts chirping.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to ask you to directly engage a threat.
Okay.
To see how this goes.
Good thing I ran away. That is a 10.
So on a 10 plus, pick 2. Resist or avoid their blows. Take something from you, them. Create an opportunity for your allies. Impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really bad not resisting or avoiding their blows, but I'm going to go with the impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay.
Probably really surprise. I don't want to say frighten so that they run away.
Right.
Surprise so they go after it.
So, the way I'm going to do this is probably a little weird. Because you two are safe behind doors, the blows that you take from them are not going to be to your physical person.
Mm-hmm.
So, giant banana snake comes slithering down the hallway. They do notice her, and they start to chirp. They start to chirp. And she manages to get towards the library door, like back the way they had come. And basically makes herself really big, picks her head up, makes herself an intimidating threat. They all look at her and swarm this hologram, right?
Mm-hmm.
In so doing, they have littered the floor with that green goop.
Ooh.
As a defense mechanism.
Okay.
So they have cleared the door. They are now swarming the library door where the hologram is, but the floor is now very goopy. But you are directly across the hall from the pool.
Right. So at this point, we have to act. So I'm going to open the door and, to the best of my ability, run towards the pool area, because I have to get that door open.
Uh-huh.
And I have to get to the other side of the pool.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say unleash your powers to just get across it.
So it's a 4.
Go ahead and mark potential.
Hold on, though. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. You have team, but he's at 4.
But I can help a teammate through destructive, criminal, or rule-breaking actions.
Ooh.
And it lets me give you a +2 instead of a +1.
That's 6.
But can't you also use team selfishly?
Yes. When you act selfishly, say how your actions ignore or insult your teammates, remove one team from the pool, and shift one label up and one label down. Your choice. You can use this option after rolling to alter the label you're rolling with.
Mm. So it doesn't give you
even better.
It doesn't give you a plus one. It lets you shift labels around.
There's something in here that's going to either directly go against Ben or insult him or something like that.
You can easily insult me because this is all my goddamn fault.
So you're going to spend one team selfishly.
Right. And I'm going to move.
So you were at a four, right?
I am at a four.
Okay.
And I'm going to use this team selfishly to shift danger down and freak up.
Okay.
Which puts me at a five.
Okay.
And I'm doing this. We're both running towards the pool area, and I'm a lot more adept at avoiding any of the goop. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, at this point, I'm like leaving him in the dust, and I hope he makes it, but like, we don't have any other option. This has to work. So,
okay,
you know, I hope everything works out.
They just put down all this goopy stuff, mm-hmm. so it hasn't really set yet.
Mm-hmm.
So what I might be able to do is, so using a team, I can probably trigger the sprinklers.
Okay.
Which it's not going to wash everything away, but they're not really super stuck yet.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have the time to just turn on the hallway sprinklers. I'm just turning on all of the sprinklers. Most likely for the entire school. Including the super fancy high-tech holodeck lab and the biotech lab.
Yep.
And all the students sitting upstairs.
Yep.
Checks
out.
And I would say that is probably destructive.
Very reckless destructive, yes.
Yeah.
And because you are the delinquent, something special happens when you use team?
Yeah, if I use team through a destructive, criminal, or rule-breaking manner, I can give my teammates a plus two instead of a plus one.
Awesome.
Just so we're clear, do you only use one team, or you're using?
I only use one team,
but you get two.
But you get a plus really two. Good.
So you are now at a seven.
I'm now at a seven
for unleashing your powers. Yes. You can mark a condition, or the GM will tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'll mark insecure.
Okay, and Ben, you are running across the sticky goo as well.
Correct.
I'm going to say you do make it across, but because Kalina, you make it across because you have the sprinklers going off, which kind of give you a buffer between the stickiness and the anything you could touch. But you're going to mark a condition. I think you're going to mark,
because I'm probably like slippy and slidey all over
yeah.
the place.
I'll let you pick. I'm going to say probably afraid or hopeless, because of the action Kalino took against you. He basically left you, and it wasn't in a I have a plan for this way. It was a I'm getting out of here way.
Yeah. In that case, it's probably still afraid.
Okay.
Not necessarily hopeless.
All right.
So I'm afraid for myself.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds good. But you do make it across, but that was an unfortunate team moment yeah. for the two of you.
Kalino made it through very cleanly.
Yeah.
Very well done.
And like washed from the sprinklers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stumbled, tripped, fell.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are now in the pool area.
Oh, I fall in the pool. Like running through, I'm stumbling. Yep. I don't stop in
right
time.
Into the pool.
Right into the pool.
Fantastic. I'm going to assume then that Giant Banana is no longer if
Correct.
You are distracted in that way.
Correct.
The Sicka Spiders have gathered around that door and now no longer have a target for what they thought was this huge threat. But they hear a lot of splashing and they're going to turn around and see you two through the glass wall that is the pool wall. Mm-hmm. And the door is still open at this point. They're coming for you.
That's definitely like a safety feature. Like the sprinklers go off, all doors open.
The door's open.
Yeah.
They're coming for you in droves. And that one that was stuck in your sticky goo is now out because the sprinklers came on. So you've got at least 20 Sicka Spiders coming at you. Ben's in the pool. Where's Kalino?
Running along the outside of the pool, like towards the opposite side of, away from the door, so that they see him and hopefully just run straight into the water.
Okay.
So there's a panel of Kalino running along like the corner of the pool, right in front of the sign that says no running.
So they're coming in. Basically, you need one final push for them to not notice that they're all falling in a pool. So whether that's pushing them from behind or getting them to run into the pool, somebody needs to be bait or something. Like, you need to, if your goal is to get them in the water, you need to give them a reason to do that and not notice.
Is Ben not bait enough already in the water? Will they not go in there?
It sounded like you were trying to distract them from Ben. Is that what you're doing?
Well, if they go in the water, do they drown immediately or will Ben die too?
I mean, he's right at the beginning of the pool, unless he's been swimming this whole time.
I've probably been swimming closer to the middle.
I see this line of giant bugs coming, like picking up speed through the hallway. And I'm on the opposite side. I'm directly opposite the door. And I'm like making a bunch of noise and like waving my arms like, hey. Like, what's his name in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Right. What's his
Malcolm.
Name? Sure. Yeah.
Dr. Malcolm. And as they get closer to the door, I take whatever sort of like run I can from the edge of the wall towards the pool edge, and I leap off. Mm-hmm. And I jump and kind of like basically dunk Ben for a second. And I grab both of his arms and I start waving my arms and his arms. Uh-huh. And like I'm yelling in Ben's ear, I'm like, hey.
So you're making a huge spectacle of yourself. Uh-huh, great.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is totally going to work because they see a lot of splashing.
Isaac floats, by the way.
Yeah.
He's in an orb. He's precious. He's floating around.
It's like a little gerbil ball.
They are going to see this splashing, noisy target in the middle of the pool and not think twice about it. They are going to jump right in the water and start paddling. But as we all know, bugs, not great in pools. The chlorine will quickly start to have an effect on their mobility. And because they are so much heavier than regular bugs, they're going to start to drown. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. They get further than you think they're going to. And you're holding your ground looking like doofuses. And they are swimming their little bug hearts out trying to get to you, and they almost do. You can feel the current from their swimming pushing against you in the pool, but when it comes down to it, they are just not a match for this pool, and eventually you're swimming in a bunch of dead bug carcasses. At the end of this, we're going to zoom in on your faces with your disgust, your exhaustion, adorable Isaac having a moment in the pool, and we're going to turn the page. We see the two of you in the office of the school principal. Did we ever talk about the school principal before? I don't think so. Okay, you're in the principal's office. Both of you are wrapped in Protean City High blankets. sitting in the chairs.
Everything in the office is wet.
Oh, yes. Everything is drenched, including the principal. Like, he was definitely at work today, and the sprinklers went off and just looked up and was like, okay. I mean, weird things happen at this school a lot. The sprinklers have stopped, thank goodness. The principal is addressing you over his desk. Well, it's been quite a day. I haven't seen a test day go this wrong since 1972, but that's a whole other story. You two showed tremendous willpower and knowledge today. I think I speak for the entire faculty when I say we appreciate that you didn't stick to the rules, you followed your instincts, and you ended up saving 25 faculty members. That's a huge accomplishment. In light of the circumstances surrounding this day, I would like to award you with full marks for your Hawk exams and excuse you from the rest of the test.
Thank you.
Yes, I think that's only deserved. And rest assured, the science department that was responsible for creating these mutant bug creatures is under review. All of them have lost their access to the lab until we get to the bottom of how this got so out of hand.
Kalina's just shaking his head. Like, they're not like immediately fired. That's it. They're like, you know, under review. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
So it was a school sanctioned experiment. We just never anticipated that the mutation of those two species would result in the engorgement of the creature. We just thought they would have interesting defensive technique. Anyway, just it got a little out of hand, and we're taking all the necessary steps to correct this issue.
Oh, okay. So we're not in trouble for flooding the school?
I think in light of the alternatives, flooding the school was definitely the lesser problematic of the options. What we would say is you caused the least collateral damage. No one died.
Kalino is like just, you know, sitting there, he's thinking. He's like, you know, sir, thank you very much for the, you know, for the recognition. But, I mean, I was really curious. What was on the math exam anyway?
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This episode was emceed by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at TheCatOnTheWall. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.